The Butts to Film series will present a film on the first Saturday of each month, free at 3 p.m. until June. Film series director Katie Wang said the series, which started 2 years ago, is aimed at kids from K to 8th grade.
And it was something that we decided would be great to bring to our community. I mean, obviously, we at the film series love film. There are, you know, many, many, over almost 2,000 films, I think, that are based on books, covering all levels, you know, all the way from the elementary level up to, you know, something like The Book Thief, which is actually a young adult novel, but more popularly available. And, you know, there is a really strong connection between literacy and film that I think is not well known.
She said the series has two private sponsors, Zaniac, an after-school math preparation program at Kimball Junction, and Vail Resorts at the Canyons. There's financial support from the film series and the library, and the series helps to add to the library's collection.
The library holds a master license for a lot of these films, so they can get the film in. There's a reduced cost to all of us because of the license they're allowed to use. But then the films actually go into their permanent collection. So if you see a film that you love, say it's, you know, we're bringing in The Secret Life of Arrietty this weekend, and you love it and you didn't get to see it, or your child wants to see it again, which most children want to see things. I've seen Frozen, I think, 15 times in the last week. but if you want to see the film again, you can check it out and you can rewatch it. And children, you know, they really get involved with these characters. And that's the beauty of this program, is that you're hooking these children on the stories and on the art of storytelling. So something like The Secret Life of Arrietty, or you look at Charlotte's Web and you get hooked on E.B. White as an author and his kind of storytelling style. And then there's, of course, a whole host of other books that he's written that then you can go to the library and, you know, with Tegan's help, access those books.
Wayne said the series helps youngsters get engaged in reading, and Tegan Davis, youth series director at the library, said it's had an effect.
And the library has seen an increase of checkout rates for these materials in regards to the movies, the books, and then also related topics as the movies are featured each month.
Wayne said there's also an educational element to the shows.
We have a film literacy component, so we show a 5-minute short right before each film, and we focus on different elements of film literacy, so storytelling, animation, documentary, and I think when you watch a film, you don't always realize how much goes into the making of the film. How do you tell a story well, you know, in the visual format? And so we want to just kind of introduce the idea to students. You know, they are young, so as they're watching the film, it's something they can think about. And it's from the Martha's Vineyard Film Festival, and they've done a great job. It's very accessible, very cute. Professor Projector and Dr. Quack.
Wayne said the films also introduce youngsters to subtitles.
And so we've historically done it in Spanish, so we're reaching out to our Spanish language community, and then this weekend, actually, we're going to start with our first one in French. So the idea is not necessarily that the kids will read along all, you know, the entire time with the French subtitles, but, you know, you'll get exposed to subtitles as a young person, and, you know, every now and then you'll catch a word and see how it relates to the English language, and translations are not always one-to-one, and I think that's kind of the art of learning, being a dual-language learner.
Yep, okay. And reinforcing what they're learning in school as well.
Katie Wang from the Park City Film Series and Tegan Davis from the City Library. The schedule can be found at parkcityfilmseries.org or parkcitylibrary.org. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.